Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to E Pooja Spiritech Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Capital Square Financial Services Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Capital Square, I welcome you all for E Pooja Spiritech Q1 FY25 earnings call. Representing E Pooja, we have today with us Mr. Chetan Bachin, Managing Director, Mr. Sivakumar, CEO, and Mr. Rikin Parekh, CFO of the company. Now, I pass on this call to E Pooja Management for their opening remarks, which will be followed by the question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. First of all, thank you for reserving time and attending the call. Just to take you through the numbers, Q1, we've done a top line of 17 lakhs. We've had some larger expenses in the first quarter. Besides that, we've been quite busy with adding up new verticals from the E Pooja website. Besides that, I would like to open the floor more for questions and answers, and then we can kind of answer you all one by one. Priyadarshi?
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Sudhir Parihar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, like you said on the call right now, can you please explain a little bit more about what has caused the revenue to decline? That is my question number one.
Okay.
B, you also mentioned about inflated expenses. The expenses have gone up. Why exactly, and where has this incremental expenses come from? Can you please throw some light on that?
Sure. Chetan will address your questions.
The major component has been on the marketing expenses, which has been an amount of around 460,000. In this, we have participated in the exhibition in Dubai, which is going to be held in the month of October, which is known as North Star, where all the startups of the world would be participating, and we would be representing the India Pavilion. We have also looked at tie-up with MoneyExpo, which was held last week, which was attended by almost around 20,000 visitors, and we got several Pooja bookings and inquiries for corporate bookings for Agarbatti. And also, the expenses have gone into networking of the temple as well. Then we see an expense of increase in share capital. We have increased our authorized capital, so we have spent almost around 13 lakh rupees over there. And there has been an amount of 822,000, which has been paid as professional fees, which basically also includes towards the expenses of BSE, NSDL, CDSL.
These are all compliance expenses that you're talking about.
And also, we have spent an amount of 1,065,000, which is towards sponsorship and brand promotion. We have tied up a sponsorship agreement with a company known as Rosemark, where we have associated with MCA for cricket awards, where we got the branding. We have also tied up with Banda Rupaiya, that is for Lagu Udyog, Vishesh, where we were add on DT Sahyadri, and also for Katre Karave Takrar Nivran for on DT Savari every Thursday. This is where we are basically looking at being noticed on the television screen.
What was the other question, Sudhi?
The other question was the decrease in revenue that you mentioned about.
Yeah. So, okay, if you look at
can I answer that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Sudhir, for this question. See, our business, e-puja business, what happens is it goes through high and low depending on the seasons. Usually what happens is our peak season starts from August. July and August, when with the start of Ganpati festival and Varamahalakshmi festival. From there, every month there's some religious event festival happening all the way till February and March first week. We start with Varamahalakshmi, then Ganpati, Ganesh Chaturthi, then we get Mahalaya Amavasya, Pitru Paksh, where we get orders for people offering pujas to their ancestors, followed by the 9-day Navratri festival, which is also a major festival in India. Within 20 days, we get Diwali, and then we even go to Vaikunth Ekadashi. January 1st, we get some good orders, followed by Sankranti in January 14th, then Mahashivaratri. So this is almost 7 to 8 months of non-stop festival every 15-20 days. Usually our business peaks during this time. So the quarter revenue, what you are telling is that lean period before the start of the season as such.
Just to add, Sudhir, one more point. If you look at the numbers, in the same period previous year, we have shown marginal growth. If you will see sequential quarter on quarter, yes, we have not grown. Because as Shiva rightly pointed out, this is the slowest quarter. The first quarter is the slowest for us. I hope that answers both your questions.
Yeah, yeah. Just one more, just an add-on question. Just now, Chetan was also mentioning about some traction which you received from the expo in terms of puja bookings and other questions. And also, can you throw some more light on that and what exactly are those numbers and how much, what do they mean?
To give you a perspective, we had participated in Money Expo, which was, I think, 17th, 18th of August. We've received on-spot orders of nearly 2 lakh rupees. Right, so basically people found the concept, means there were, I believe more than 80% of the people who visited our stall, and that would be close to nearly 6,000 people, right, they were not aware of a concept of this sort, you know, that exists, number one. Number two, after understanding what we were doing, they were pretty excited, and that's the reason, right, they kind of booked these pujas. To give you a breakup of the 2 lakh rupees, we got havans. Nearly 4 havans, right? So each havan typically is 13 to 14,000 rupees, right? Mm-hmm. And besides that, we got on-spot puja bookings, roughly around, you can say, 25 puja bookings. And these were basically what we were promoting was wealth creation, right? Being a money expo. So that is how we kind of, you know, got to participate also in that, in the money expo.
And we got more orders for, you know, usually Kolhapur Mahalakshmi and Lakshmi Kuber Havan, Mahalakshmi Havan, Hastalakshmi Havan. So all basically wealth goddess based orders.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll come back in the queue if I have more further questions. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavesh Vyas from Vyas Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I have a series of questions. I don't know how much you allow. But the thing is, I have relevant to the business. I don't have any question relevant to the this result and quarter. The thing is, no problem. I wanted to know, in last one of article, I have seen the company cater almost 3.6K, 3,600 temple and 10,000 priest.
Yes.
60K puja done by the company. I wanted to know what is our business strategy. We have added some temples of priests and kind of puja, and what are our repeated order till last 2 years, if you can share something.
Sure. Shiva, would you like to address this?
Yes, definitely. So thank you for your question. There's a small correction in what you said. We have 3,600 temples and 10,000 puja offerings, not 10,000 priests. A small correction.
Okay.
But each temple might have multiple pujas.
Okay, fine.
See, we have this network of temples across India. We have tie-ups with temple trustees, hereditary priests of those temples. And we have added around 22 to 25 temples in the last quarter.
Okay.
And there's one temple near Tamil Nadu Pondicherry border which is famous called Thiruvakkare Vakrakaliamman. It's a very popular temple. It was not listed on our website earlier. Now we have added it. And as you said, you also wanted to know what are the most popular pujas, right?
Yeah, that's what.
See, out of the 3,600 temples, there are about 150 to 200 temples which are very well known for remedy-based pujas. That is, for early marriage, there's a famous temple. Or for loans and clearing debts, there's a very popular temple. There's a temple for legal problems. So those are our bread and butter pujas, in the sense that we get those orders irrespective of festive season, whether it's a Shraddh time, Pitru Paksh or inauspicious period, doesn't matter for us. Those temples orders keep flowing to us. And as and when festivals happen, for example, during Ganpati festival, there's a spike in orders for Ganpati. During Navratri, you get a huge orders for Durga, Saraswati and Mahalakshmi Devi. So these remedy 150 to 200 pujas, temples, offerings, they are our day-to-day regular bread and butter pujas.
Okay.
And we intend to add around 20 to 25, 30 temples each quarter. I can't give you an exact figure because each temple varies, Sometimes it takes 2 to 3 days in a single temple to network it. Sometimes it happens in less than a day. So that time variation, and we need to understand the temple, its mythology, its history, its significance, because only adding those temples which give us some revenue, that only makes sense. There's no point in networking every street corner temples across every town. They may not get us the required, top line or bottom line to the company. So we look out for unique temples, famous temples, popular temples and ancient temples. So and apart from that, our existing network of temples also, we need to rework and revisit them again and again, because sometimes priests retire or they pass away and new generation comes, trustees change, governments change. So it's a ongoing process.
And what is our ticket size, like a sweet sports ticket size? We can say that, okay, this much we are getting this ticket size order repeated in like you say, in every quarter. Like, what is your...
average ticket size will be around 3 to 5,000. Am I right, Trikin? Because he's our CFO, he should be...
For domestic orders, it is, as Shiva said, between 3,000 and 5,000, and when we receive international orders, the ticket size goes to nearly double, which would be ranging from around 7,000 to 10,000.
See, how it happens is that any new customer who comes in, he will taste the product. He will book one puja and he will see how it goes. Once he gets the prasad on time and when he's happy, the second order from the same customer, the ticket size triples or even goes 5 times.
Okay.
And 50 to 60% of our business comes from existing customers, repeat customers. And in that, around 70% is international repeat customers. Because NRIs love our product, They don't have access to a temple or in whichever geography they're living. So for an NRI living in Australia or New Zealand, for his birthday, he'll offer a puja. For his wedding anniversary, he'll offer a puja. So that repeat, the stickiness is there. From repeat customers.
So you have any segregated like Indian business and NRI business kind of thing? So we come to know the numbers. Like every.
Yeah, segregation. Rikin, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So Vyasji, to give you a breakup, just now we have nearly, you can say, 60 to 65% business is domestic, which is coming from India, and 30 to 35% is coming from all over the world. Right. And yeah, I think Shiva mentioned repeat business is nearly 60%.
60%. Okay. Okay. That's very great. And I want to know. Yeah. Hello. Hello. I want to know. Do we have any new verticals like? It is relevant to the puja, like astrology, past life migration, because I know many Europeans, they feel like they are looking some services. I know few services, few are consultants, they are offering the European clients for past life migration and astrological kind of subject.
Sir, you have asked a really superb and smart question. I think Rikin or Chetan, you should be the best person to answer this.
So, Vyasji, I'll just give you some perspective going forward, right, from say Q2 onwards, we will bring on stream 2-3 different verticals. One is Pandit at Home, right, where we will start this service in Bangalore with a team of 10 to 15 Pandits, right, who will do pujas which need to be done in the house in person, say for example a naming ceremony puja, a graha pravesh puja, or you know, things where you need to be present in person. So one vertical we are adding currently is Pandit at Home. For Pandit at Home, I can give you like a progress report where we are already in the process of onboarding 10 to 15 Pandits. The back end in terms of the tech is getting ready, which should be ready in the next 15 days. Then we'll have a test run for maybe 15 to 20 days. Then we'll look to launch it.
Okay.
Right? In the Pandit at Home, we'll have roughly 70 different offerings. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the second vertical we are looking to launch is Gemstones and Rudraksh. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This also, the back end is getting ready. There will be more than 300 SKUs, which is basically 300 different type of Rudraksh and Rudraksh based products, which we will start off with, right? And the third vertical, which we had done a soft launch 6 months back, which is astrology. I'm glad to say we are seeing a reasonable traction, but of course we are still in the learning phase there. Right. We are building a very strong backend for astrology because we believe that can be a very large pivot for us. Having said that, we will be onboarding a team of 20 to 25 astrologers over the next 3 to 4 months. Right. Who will be driving the astrology business, and that in turn will also push the Gemstone and Rudraksh side for us.
Okay.
Plus also astrological consultation will add to our existing puja business too.
Right.
Okay. And thoughts for any other religious community to add, because if you can, or better to stick with whatever the business, like a baby test, we can go and we can test it, and if it is work well, then we will see for other religious communities.
So to be honest, right now we are not exploring any other communities, right?
Okay.
We are going to stick to the Hindu temples, reason being there are more than 1 lakh temples, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
At 3,600 temples, we've just scratched the surface, right? So till we don't kind of, you know, reach a respectable number in terms of the temple network, as well as, you know, daily pujas being conducted or astrological consultations that we are doing, we would ideally like to stay focused only on this particular religion right now.
Okay. That's a very fantastic approach. And that's all from my
please request you to rejoin the queue for the follow-up question, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next question is from the line of Rajesh Merchant, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah, first thing I would like to say that E-Puja is an absolute amazing concept, and hats off to all of you and your team for doing such a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Now I would come up with my question that I wanted to understand that what is the views on the Pandit at Home service?
Right. So Rajesh ji, I'll just give you a perspective. As I mentioned, we are going to start with Bangalore as the first city, right, with a team of 10 to 15 pandits. We'll have approximately 70 different kind of pujas, which typically are performed in the house, where it is imperative that, you know, the physical presence of the yajman, matlab, the person who's getting the puja done, is necessary. So those kind of consist of pujas like Grah Pravesh, Vastu Pujan in the house, or it is a naming ceremony for a child, or you can look at a wedding ceremony, right? Jahan shadi karwate hain. So these kind of different 70 different offerings we'll be putting up. Just to give you a perspective, you can say the ticket for this kind of a puja, you know, a pandit at home service, would be roughly anything between 3,500 to 5,000. Of course, there are a few pujas which go much higher, going up to 15,000-18,000 as well. But we believe that the average will be between 3,500 to 5,000 rupees. This is our sense, and we definitely are in a way, you can say, aggressively trying to, you know, get a run rate of at least 10 to 12 pujas per day.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So any other question?
I just need to understand the broader sense at a consolidation level. What do you think e-puja will cross the revenue of around 50-60 crores?
So, Rajeshji, to be honest, 50-60 crores is doable, but when, right? That's a bit of a long shot. As I said, we all here are striving really hard, you know, to first bring on stream all the six verticals that we wish to, you know, kind of have first, and then we will chase the growth in each and every vertical. Right? Just to name the verticals, I would say one is the basic e-puja and havan. That is our bread and butter business, as Shiva says. Second is astrology. Right. Third is Pandit at home. Fourth will be Gemstones and Rudraksh. Fifth will be spiritual tours. That is something that we believe after astrology can be a big revenue spinner for us.
Okay.
Right. And then the sixth one we are looking at is Agarbatti. Right. So,
yeah.
So these are the different verticals which we are currently bringing online first in terms of bringing them on stream. And once they are on stream, stabilized, processes are in place, then we will chase growth. So just to give you some perspective, the 50 crore or 60 crore top line, I believe it is achievable over a period of next maybe 3-4 years.
Okay.
So it could take from 3-4 years from today to achieve that top line.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I hope I have answered your questions.
Yeah. Really, thank you. And best of luck to your team.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubhangi Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, sir. Question has been answered. I joined a bit late. But I just wanted to understand about the recent allotment of equity shares through, you know, the conversion of warrants. Could you elaborate what is the company's plan for utilizing this additional capital? Are we looking at some growth in, you know, to support our growth initiatives or reducing our debt?
Sure. Shubhangi ji, I'll just give you some perspective. From the warrants that we've raised, the capital that we've raised right now, we've received roughly 25% of the funds. Right. That's how we've kind of structured the warrants. I'll give you a broader perspective that from the total fundraise, right, we are looking to spend up close to 8%, right, over the next 12 to 18 months on adding new temples on our network. And as Shiva had mentioned previously, kind of refixing certain links which would have broken because of multiple reasons, change in governments, change in the families, or, you know, some particular priest who has passed away. So you can look at around 6-8% going towards the temple network, right? Then we are looking at spending another 8-10% in an overall upgrade in the tech or the back end of the ePuja website, the look of the website, launching an iOS app and the Android app, right? This is the second one. The third large component, we would say two large components, is one is marketing, branding, right? And marketing and branding would include things like what we've done with Rosemark and any other company, right? That is over the next 12 to 18 months more value accretive to us. It will give us visibility. We are looking to spend nearly 30 to 35% of the fundraise on marketing on different platforms, like you can say Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, participate in different events like we just did in Money Expo and what we're going to do in Dubai, right? Make that an ongoing process, right, rather than a one-time thing. And the other large chunk, approximately 30-35%, we are going to keep aside for looking at acquisitions. This is a very, very interesting space. Reason being, there are many small players, right, in the spirituality space in different verticals. It could be astrology, somebody could be in the gemstone rudra space, somebody could be in the, say, spiritual tours space, right? And most of them we are seeing or observing are bootstrapped, right? Where if we see some good value accretive opportunities, we would love to go out and, you know, acquire some such companies, smaller companies. But besides that, of course, over 12 to 18 months, we will also add team strength. Yeah, so I think that's where we plan to kind of spend the money.
This is helpful. Thank you so much. But so other than this, there was one more point I wanted to question on. In third quarter, I remember you mentioning about reviving your partnership with, you know, Make My Trip and GoIDibo.
Right.
So is there, you know, some update there?
Yeah, so from an update, as in conversations are still on. The teams have totally changed because there was a big number of people who had kind of moved out of Make My Trip, right? So so we are rebuilding that entire relationship, so to say, right? And along with GoIBO and Make My Trip, we've also kind of opened conversations with Ease My Trip.
Okay.
Right. So there are three in the pipeline. One of them, I believe, should crack. Yes, it is taking time, but we are still at it.
Sure.
Right. And I just want to kind of inform everyone listening on the call here that of course, we are looking to tie up with such travel operators. But having said that, at ePuja, we ourselves also, you know, I'm taking great pleasure to announce that we are also getting into spiritual tourism ourselves. Right. And as a gesture of goodwill, you know, we are taking interests right now for first 15 people, right, who can register with us. You can take down my email ID here. It is Rikin, R-I-K-I-N, @epuja.co.in, right, for a spiritual tour in the Navagraha belt, right. So whoever the first 15 who will register, I will share all the details with them. It will be taken care by ePuja, right. And all other details will be shared on the email. So I would just request whoever is interested, please reach out to me on my email. And I'm happy to be, you know, to share the details. And then we'll make our experience what we feel is a spiritual tour, right?
So,
apart from that, we have also tied up with Harihareshwar Temple and Trimbakeshwar Temple Preach, just to basically start our networking of spiritual tours ourselves.
Okay. Good to hear. Thank you so much.
I hope you've answered your questions.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amog Devakar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So my question is, could you please give me details of the pujas that were booked in this quarter, like the domestic and foreign split, as well as the details, please?
So details you want in terms of numbers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just give me a moment. I'll need to check that out. Just give me a moment.
No problem, sir.
Amog, you are looking at volume or value?
Volume, sir.
Volume.
Hello?
Yes, Shiva.
Sir, I couldn't hear the question. There was a break in the voice.
Sir, repeat the question. My question is, sir, can you please give me the details of how many pujas that were booked in this quarter, like the foreign and the domestic split, and I would like to know the volume as well as the value, if you can, please.
So, Amog, see, the value split is roughly, as I said, around 32% is coming from international, balance is coming from domestic.
Okay.
And regarding the volume, right, we have done approximately, you can say, around 1500 to 1600 pujas. And these are all typically in the price range of 1100 to 1500.
Oh,
does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask one more thing. Out of these pujas, how many of them were havans, sir?
Havans we have done, I think, in the month, in this quarter we are talking, we have done around 5 to 6 havans.
5 to 6 havans. Okay, sir. And sir, yeah. I have one more question.
Yeah.
Sir, last time you talked about launch of e-store by first quarter of FY25.
Right.
What is the status on that?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I think somebody else also asked, where I mentioned that we are going to go live with the Rudraksh and Gemstone segment, right? In the, probably you can say next 15 to maybe 21 days, that's the target right now. So the back end is kind of ready, right? And that's what we will go live with. And then slowly over the next, you can say 6 months, we will add a larger product line, which would include yantras, idols and all other puja related products.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Mr. Bhavesh Vyas from Vyas Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just want one more update from your end. Recently I've been to many really in Uttarakhand area, and there are many like NRIs and Europe Western people. They especially come to meet this Neem Karoli Baba, which is very famous in like NRE NRO community. Have you any plan to morning darshan, and other temple we can get in YouTube the aarti and all, but the particular some Baba, this Neem Karoli Baba, there if we can get the morning glimpses and all, so it will be catchy point, or maybe getting this Western people also on board.
So I'd like to just answer this, Vyasji. As a principle, we are not looking to incorporate or get any, for the lack of a better word, any of these godmen, right, on our network. With all due respect, all of them are, I'm sure, respectable in their own, communities, etc. Right? So from Shri Shri Ravi Shankar to a Sadhguru to, any of these, we are not looking to get them as a part of our network. Right? So that's the reason we have not, looked at that space only. And probably we will not be looking at it for at least another 3 to 5 years. We are very clear on that we would not want to do that, because there are a lot of other controversies and other things that come attached with these kind of tie-ups, right? And that's not something that we want to do.
But you maybe heard something different. This is not he is no more now.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I know this Neem Karoli Baba's ashram is called Khenchi Dham. Right. It is around 18 kilometers from, I believe, Nainital or somewhere. I've been there personally, sir. I understand where you're coming from, and I respect it as well.
But in principle, we will not be looking at it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We can understand because there will be some lineup for business point of view. It should not be like Okay. That's all for my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Alia Sheikh from Capital Square. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to ask a question about, so you told about spiritual tourism, right? What do you mean by that? What are the... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, you just talk about spiritual tourism, right? Can you please elaborate that?
Yes. So by spiritual tourism, what we are trying to do here is create special curated tours for smaller number of people, right, to different temple clusters, right? And the idea here is to basically attract interest from, you can say, the newer, the younger generation, right, who are seeking, I would say, knowledge, right, in the spiritual domain. When I'm saying spiritual tours, I'm talking about taking, as I said, 15, 18 people, 20 people, groups, right, to say the Navagraha belt, which I just mentioned, right, which is like something that we are doing as a promotion right now. So it is basically a cluster of 8 to 9 temples, right, which is basically from Kumbakonam. Kumbakonam is a small town in Tamil Nadu, I believe. And these are temples dedicated to the different grahas, which is basically the 9 planets, correct? Along with taking you and, you know, giving you an experience at the temple for darshan, aarti or abhishek, right, depending on which temple we go to. Along with that, the idea is to add more value, right, in the trip by, you know, say calling a subject matter expert, a Gita expert, say in the evening, and who can give you a lecture, say, or 1 hour or 2 hours on different chapters of the Gita. Or we can call an astrologer, right, who has good experience, who can explain you the science behind astrology, right? It is not to sell astrology, it is to understand astrology, how it can help us in our lives. Or maybe you can call a nice singer who can do a small bhajan event for the 15, 18, 20 travelers who are coming with us, right? That way the entire thing, right, it becomes an extremely, extremely enriching experience for the devotees. I don't know if you're aware or not, but according to you, if you see the tourism ministry data, right, there are nearly 1.4 crore tourists in India who do, who travel. Primarily travel reason is spirituality or visiting a temple, right? So I hope this has given you some perspective on what we mean by spiritual tourism. Hello?
You can hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Was I audible for my answer?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. You are audible. And in your last con call, you said about that 30 to 35% of your revenue will come from astrology segment.
Right.
So what's the status on that?
So right now, only 5 odd percent is coming from astrology. Because as I said, we were in the process of getting our back end in place and onboarding more astrologers. As we speak today, we already have around 6 astrologers. Another, you can say 6 to 10 will be added over the next 1 quarter, right? And we are taking a slight pivot on our astrology model or offering, so to say, right now, where just now we have only 2 offerings, which is basically ask a question and you can do a virtual meet with the astrologer. Now, going forward, Q2 onwards, Q2, after Q2, we'll add the third offering, which is basically chat with an astrologer, right, where we will kind of give them a wallet model, where the customer can come in, load his wallet, right, say 200, 500, 1000 rupees on the wallet,
And he can pick and choose from the 15 or 20 astrologers that we have who are available to chat with him. And then he will land up paying a per minute cost, right? So he can have a chat of say 5 minutes, and we have a charge say of 25 rupees a minute for a particular astrologer. So he will only pay that much, and he'll get his answers or questions answered in that 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So we are kind of pivoting to that model right now as we speak. So it's a work in progress.
Okay, so when if this loading wallet wala thing works, so from which quarter will we be able to launch it?
So we will go live with that by, you can say, after the Q2, after Q2, so beginning of Q3, we will go live with that.
Okay.
And I believe the numbers will start kicking in by Q4.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavesh Vyas from Vyas Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you repeat your email address, please? That's all.
Yeah, sure. My email address is Rikin, R-I-K-I-N, @ epuja, epuja.co.in.
Okay. Okay, okay, sir. That's all.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next follow-up question is from the line of Amok Devarka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. So, am I audible?
Yes.
So, just one more question. Out of all 7 verticals that you mentioned, I just wanted to know how many we can see running in this particular year?
Amog, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Amog, we believe all the 6-7 verticals will go live by the end of this year, right? Out of them, we believe astrology and spiritual tourism will also start contributing to the revenue, right? Rudraksh may take a little while. But we do feel by Q4 that also will kick in. Maybe in a smaller way, but it will kick in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And sir, what about the Agarbatti segment?
Yeah, so Agarbattis, right now we are just in the process of launching a campaign on LinkedIn, right? For basically corporate gifting. We are not going to do Agarbattis in retail in this financial year at least, right? Depending on the response, we are first looking to build a portfolio of products in the incense space, right? Which is basically different kind of, you get dhoop sticks, you get dhoop cones, right? Make a portfolio first and then only hit the market in terms of direct to retail. Till then, we will be looking at it only as a corporate gifting space, in the corporate gifting space.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Alia Sheikh from Capital Square. Please go ahead.
So one more question I have is, what are the temple networks you are adding, new temple networks?
Shiva, would you like to address this?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, yes.
Yeah, we have added some 20 to 25 temples in this quarter. And in that, recently we added one very popular temple called Vakrakali Amman. It's near Tamil Nadu Pondicherry border. And we have also added one temple near Kanyakumari, Tamil Nadu, that's almost near Kerala. There the temple is called Suchindram, Tanumalaya Swami. It's a Shiva, Vishnu, Maheshwar, it's a Trimurti temple. And also famous for having the largest single stone Hanuman idol in India. So that temple also we recently added. And Andhra Pradesh, we are adding about 3 to 4 temples. I am in discussion with the Devadaya Shaka. That is, temples department is called Devadaya Shaka. Recently, Chandrababu Naidu took charge as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh. incidentally, he is our old client. And okay. I just assumed the office of the entrepreneurship recently. So I'm in touch with one of the senior officers, assistant commissioners of Devadaya Shaka. I'm trying to seek an appointment with either the temple's minister or with the chief minister himself. And if that meeting goes favorably, because the chief minister himself has experienced our services. When the capital city of Amaravati was being, foundation stone was laid, we did the puja for in about 100 temples for him. So we are trying to expand it because Andhra Pradesh has got some 18,000 temples. If it go move favorably, at least in that, the A grade and, you know, the top most popular list of temples can be added to our network in one shot. So that's it'll take a couple of months, obviously. For me to finish that. So that's in the pipeline.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So, sir, till date, how many temple network we have?
We have around 3,600 temples across India.
Okay.
And we intend to add around 25 to 30 every quarter, around 100 temples each year is our target.
Okay. Each year. Okay, okay. Yeah.
And it needs a lot of time and patience, you know, because as I said, one temple can be networked in one day or it may take more than a week or even 3-4 days. Usually we take around 3 to 4 days per temple.
Okay, okay. Sir.
And it costs a lot of money also, you know, like traveling all the way to that, you know, stay there and, you know, meet everybody, who's who of the temple, you know, because when we network a temple, we don't just take one priest or two priests. We always have 3 to 4 priests in the single temple. In case, because it's a sort of plan B or plan C.
Okay.
In case one priest passes away or retires or some issue happens and is no more in charge of the temple. So, I don't want to go there and redo the whole thing again. So, we try to have multiple of priests, multiple trustees in our network. So that even if one link is broken, things should go smoothly for our customers.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Amok Divarkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Just a follow-up question on the number of temples added.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, are there any new additions from north and the western side?
So north, we are adding one, we have recently added one temple called Shakambari. It is near Saharanpur, Uttar Pradesh.
Okay.
It is a Shaktipeeth temple.
Okay, sir. And anything from the west?
Recently, we added one temple near Jammu Kashmir, Punjab border called Mukteshwar Mahadev. It is near Patankot. It's bordering Pakistan and Jammu Kashmir. This is a very ancient Mahabharat Yukta temple where the five Pandava brothers during their Vanvas, they prayed to Lord Shiva there and spent some time in that cave. It's a very ancient temple and we recently added to our network. Mukteshwar Mahadev.
Okay, sir.
And there's one more Devi temple and which does a famous Mela. It happens during December every year. So, I got a link there. So, when that Mela dates are decided, I would like to visit there again and network that temple also. It's not very well known across India, but it's very popular among the state of Punjab and Jammu Kashmir.
Okay, sir. And anything in the west, sir?
West, I have drawn up a plan. There are a few temples near Harihareshwar and the Konkan coast, which are unique, which are very small, but still very unique and powerful and old also. So, I'm planning to do this after Ganpati festival is over. Because usually what happens, you know, Ganpati festival time, the whole Maharashtra is in a holiday mood, sort of.
Yes, sir.
So, things don't move fast during this Ganpati time. So, I intend to do it during Pitru Paksh before, around Navratri ke time. Say.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. A sincere thanks to each and everyone for removing time and attending the call.
hope to see you guys soon. Yeah, if there are any updates, of course, they'll be put on the exchange regularly. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Capital Square Financial Service Private Limited and Epooja Spiritech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.